Hopefully people enjoyed that little instrumental interlude. Our usual background music called Glorious Day as we get Jason Kanz on the line. On this, may the 4th be with you for Star Wars fans. May the Force be with you, actually, is what I'm supposed to say. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where is your Star Wars fandom level?
I was just sent somebody a meme about Star Wars yesterday, and I go through periods where I'm really into Star Wars and then times when I'm not. I really enjoyed The Mandalorian when it was out, for example, but haven't watched the Boba Fett series at all. So
now, where's Mandalorian? I mean, that's on Disney. I mean, so do they?
It is, yep.
Is it still, like, updated in terms of, is it done or what?
Yeah, I think that I don't know if they're adding new episodes to it or not. I have not looked into it recently. But, you know, I collected all the figures when I was a kiddo. And, I'm kind of curious where you were with all of that.
Yeah, you know, so I remember.
A few years older than I am.
Yeah, I remember in 1977 when it came out and it was a phenomenon. And and going to see it on the big screen then, and the other movies were a big hit. I mean, I was never, like, dressing up in the gear or anything like that. And it seems to me, and I'd like to talk to you, and Caleb is a big Star Wars fan, and Mandalorian, I'd like to talk to him. But, I mean, like, when they went back to the prequel, and 1, 2, and 3, and that got generally, I mean, I think everybody kind of agrees, wow, just not as good. I mean, didn't that kind of... That's a test of the true fan, is if you've endured and embraced, because then they think what qualifies 7, 8, and 9 were on a higher level, right?
Right, right. You know, I think that's fairly accurate. Is the prequel were not well embraced by folks, and but I like the later movies. I like Rogue One. But I think Empire Strikes Back will always be my favorite, maybe just of where I was age-wise at the time.
Okay.
And just really enjoyed that movie. I always wanted to be Luke Skywalker when I grew up. So.
Yeah, cool stuff. Yep. Now, you know what? Truthfully, I've never seen Rogue One, or there's also like a Han Solo movie too, right? So.
Right, right. Yeah. Yep. No, it's kind of fun. It's playful,
all right,
as Han Solo was. I mean, yeah.
Well, let's get into Colossians. I was going to, something Chuck DeGroat posted from The Velveteen Rabbit, we'll try to get to tomorrow, because I thought it was really good. And I think you probably saw it, right?
Yeah, it's a good post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Colossians chapter 4, we can tackle verses 7 through 9. Take it away.
Sure. So it says, Tychicus will give you a full report about how I am getting along. He is a beloved brother and faithful helper who serves with me in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are doing and to encourage you. I'm also sending Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, one of your own people. He and Tychicus will tell you everything that's happening here.
All right, now, before I read what you say in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a part where, let's face it, the average Bible reader and even beyond is going, well, how is this relevant to my life, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so,
I think that's a fair question. I think we get to some of those names and so forth, and we're like, can I just skip beyond this?
Right. But we'll see what you have to say. In Letters to the Beloved for Colossians 4, 7 through 9, Jason writes, because Paul was in prison, he sent two of his friends, Tychicus and Onesimus, to the believers in Colossae to let them know how he was doing. Hear about my Spirit's work among other believers is reassuring. Mutual encouragement is essential, so share your stories. There's some helpful thoughts there, right?
Yeah. You know, so I think the reality of this is that, you know, Paul was not just writing a generic letter to generic people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was grounded in the reality of a story and was trying to share what was really going on in his life. And so he, you know, was not always able to communicate as freely as he would like. You know, they weren't able to text message or send emails even. And so he was relying upon other people like Tychicus and Onesimus to help communicate his message out to other people. And I think it's really good for us to be able to share and hear stories from one another about what the Spirit is up to. And I think those things can be encouraging.
Yeah. Now, I think, you know, a helpful exercise would be, you know, whether you had the church or your home school or something, go ahead, or just individually, try to write. So, you know, what if you were to write about your own Christian life? You were writing to other believers, and you'd be like, I talk with Jason on the radio 5 minutes each morning, and it's really helpful and encouraging, something like that. So,
right. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. We want the story, the gospel story, to be grounded in our personal reality as well. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, may the fourth be with you, and the force as well.
Sounds good.
All right. But I'll take the spirit even better. You guys got any vacation plans for this year?
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
I kind of overslept this morning. I had lunch with a friend at Burger King yesterday. I enjoy a Coke Icy every so often. But, you know, you can eat in the restaurant now. So I had, went back for the refill. Shouldn't have put the cherry in. Used to like the cherry. Cherry's too sweet. Capped it off with, yes, a third filling. It was midday. But 10:30 last night, I could not sleep. My wife sawed off. She zonked out. But I was just like, so, and then this morning, just kind of slept through the wake up. So, anyhow. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My friend Brian Christensen, our friend, he's our friend. He's such a friendly guy, and he slipped in a birthday here. I apologize for missing it, but she's going to get special treatment. He says, happy birthday, Tessa Burns, the sibling who got all the looks and the talent. So, hey, Tessa, for you this morning. Do we have another one? Because birthday Bob in Rice Lake, you never know when he's going to slip in a birthday. Oh, yeah. He says, happy 50th birthday, Chris Tomlin. So grateful for the music God stirred in you to share with others. So for Chris Tomlin and for Tessa, Brian's sister.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday, and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday so we could party.
It's your birthday.
Randy Travis, love his voice. Happy 63rd birthday, Randy. 37 degrees now, temp climbing. On our way to 63. The WIB Wake Up Show. Don't miss WIB Ertl about 7:15. Your chance to win a hanging basket for Mom.
Me and some of the boys were sitting around the other night. Started talking about politics, religion, love, and life. And what a shame it was about 9/11. And what about hell? And what about heaven? And is there or isn't there angels here on earth? And then one guy said, well, you can take that for what it's worth. If it's something I can see or something I can touch, well, I might believe in all that stuff. So I just had to say to him, are you telling me you've never seen an angel, never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight, where you miss the most obvious thing. Are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. And then I said, who went through the pain and smiled through the tears on the day of your birth? She counted your fingers and toes. Thank God you were whole. Son, you ought to know who loved you first. That's right. And who always came running every time you cried out? And how many more things have you forgotten about? And who tried their best to teach you wrong from right? And how many nights did she leave on a light while she waited and prayed till you came in? And who'll be there for you right up to the end? Think about it now.
Are you telling me you've never seen an angel, never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight, where the most obvious thing. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes.
Time for Whip Wordle on the Whip Wake Up Show here. Week three, we've had a lot of fun the first couple weeks. Winners from Hannah from Chippewa Falls, Sherry from Bloomer. Can a guy win in Whip Wordle, Caleb?
Maybe. Maybe. Uh-huh. You never know. We've had, again, two female winners, and will that streak continue? We've got a beautiful Blue View greenhouse.
Fantastic.
Hanging basket to give away worth $45.99 from Blue View Greenhouse next to Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake. And we would love to have you call in at 715-723-2555. If you've never joined us before, a brief recap, Halvo, of how Whip Wordle works.
Yeah, so you call us at 723-2555. We've got a five-letter word, just kind of like Wordle, and you pick a letter. We tell you if it's in there. If it is, you get to. We'll tell you where it is in the word, and you get to pick again. So,
and one guess of the word, too.
Right.
For contest time, only one guess.
Right.
So you can't keep guessing the word multiple times. So use your one guess of the word wisely. And again, if you get a correct letter, you get to guess again. If you don't get a correct letter, you can either guess the word right then and there or hang up and call back and try again.
That's how it works. Let's give it a go here. 723-2555. Who's going to be the first one to guess a letter in this morning's Whip Wordle word?
715-723-2555. Call in live to the studio. 715-723-2555. Five-letter word. Five-letter word. And you've got 26 options, of course. Let's go right here. Looks like John Fields from Ladysmith.
All
good morning. John, you're the first out of the gate.
My letter would be P.
You think a P, John. You think a P well.
It's in the middle of the word. The middle of the five-letter word. The middle letter is P.
Good job, John. All right, so you get to guess another letter unless you want to guess the word right away. So what do you think? Second letter?
I'll try C.
C. John?
That is the first letter in our word.
Oh, boy.
Wow, John.
Oh, boy.
So C, it's... blank, P, blank, blank.
What do you think, John?
Could you say that again? It's C, blank, what?
C, blank, P, blank, blank.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm
going
to have to say D.
You're going to have to say D.
That is
John.
The last letter in the word.
Holy smokes.
All right, John.
Okay.
So it's C, blank, P, blank, D. You have three of the five letters. What do you think, my friend?
Would it be cider?
Would it be cider? No, I'm afraid not. No,
boy.
Not cider. But thank you for trying. You know what? You've gotten three of the letters for everybody else. Thank you, PCD John.
You know, I was a setter in volleyball in high school, and I think he just set somebody up.
I think so. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Colfax.
All right, Ron from Colfax. C, blank, P, blank, D. What letter do you want to guess?
A.
A?
No,
not an A.
Not an A.
Not an A. All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Whip Wordle Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry from Bloomer.
How about you?
How about you?
Yes, that's the second letter.
Yes, you are correct. C U P blank D. Would you like to guess another letter?
How about the letter I?
How about the letter I?
Yes,
all right,
that's
we
the
can't say
letter.
Read it, Sherry. We can't say read it because it's radio, but what is it?
Cupid.
You're a winner. Way to go, Sherry.
Great job, Sherry from Bloomer. You are a winner today.
Thank you.
Have you been to the Blue View Greenhouse before in Rice Lake?
I have. It's a beautiful place.
Uh-huh. Well, we're hooking you up with a beautiful hanging basket worth $45.99 from Blue View Greenhouse. And I feel like maybe we owe PCD John a debt of thanks today as well for picking the first three letters, huh?
Thank you, John.
All right. Hang on the line for us. We'll get a bit more information from you. And then we will send you off to Blue View Greenhouse. That's how it's done, Halva. Wibbertle Wednesday is a new word coming back in 1 week.
All right, the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, is May the 4th. Be with you. Today is Star Wars Day. It's kind of interesting, the background on this, because it goes back to 1979. I remember the original movie came out in 77. I remember it, big, obviously, smash hit here in the summer of 77. But in 79, in Britain, when Margaret Thatcher was named Britain's first female prime minister, to celebrate her win, her party took out an ad in London Evening News saying, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." And the catchy pun has since been the unofficial greeting for Star Wars fans on this, their unofficial holiday.
It is a holiday, I think. And, yeah, but actually we're watching Spider-Man right now, so we might need to see if Cooper's up for switching to Star Wars tonight, too.
Tell us about how you got hooked and how you've maintained your fandom.
Well, I mean, I was introduced, I'll credit the Lancasters, for introducing me to Star Wars the first time at a sleepover. I don't know whose birthday it was, Alex or Chris or Manuel. But anyway, so I was first introduced to Star Wars as, I don't know, probably 9, 10-year-old, something like that. Like, wow, this is really cool. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the sequels, which were actually the prequels, started coming out. And my first ever movie experience at Lake Seven and Rice Lake was Star Wars Episode One. So that was the first movie I ever saw in the theater. So I'd seen A New Hope and all of the original trilogy. But that made me more excited that, wow, Star Wars is now being made anew in my generation. And, yeah, there were some disappointments with that trilogy, but still I remember, like, just waiting and waiting because they were, like, 3 years between these movies, and so excited for it. And then to be able to see just kind of how Star Wars has endured for such a long time. Yeah, they've had some hits and some misses. Love The Mandalorian, not so much some of the newer movies, but to see the way that my kids, specifically my son, loves Star Wars as well, too, has just kind of helped my fandom continue.
Yeah, that's cool. And so Rogue One and Han Solo, your thoughts on those?
Solo was pretty good. I thought Rogue One was fantastic. Okay. And Rogue One fixed a lot of plot holes in A New Hope. So I love them both. Love The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett. I don't think it's a spoiler anymore. When Mando comes into that series, yeah, then it really got good. So I think Disney is doing a great job. I probably should write another pet peeve song about what I think about Rian Johnson and what he did with The Last Jedi. But overall, really happy with where Star Wars is at. And I still love it. I'm a big nerd. And
kind of like maybe where you were with your enthusiasm. You talk about your first movie. I mean, because of the critics and a number of fans kind of panning those prequel ones. But you were just at the enthusiastic, you know, just right that you survived that.
Yeah. So it's all good. And they can just keep making Star Wars films, and I'll keep shelling out the money to watch them.
Very good. Sure.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers had a much better night. Willie Adames swinging a hot bat for the Caribbean.
1-1 pitch. Adames will drive out to center. Senzel is back at the track. He looks up. Bye-bye, baseball.
Well, a little breaking sports news now before we get into this for Star Wars Day. The Packers game in the United Kingdom in London has been announced, Halvo.
Yeah, it has. It's going to be October 9th at 8:30 our time. The New York Giants against the Packers in London.
Going to have to find a way to record that because I believe that's right. Smack dab during church.
And
so,
for Vikings fans, a week earlier at 8:30 in the morning, it's the Vikings versus the Saints in London.
All right. And so to the day at hand, it is Star Wars Day. If you're not familiar.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. And so in years past, did these things called pet peeves put to music. And now I want to preface this by saying I love Star Wars. Uh-huh. But as an unabashed Star Wars fan, there's always little things that you pick at and say, man, that bugs me. Why did George Lucas do it this way or that way? Why did the director do it this way and that way? And so it's something where it's like, I love Star Wars, but I can poke some fun at it and still love it at the same time. So we've got not one, but two episodes of Pet Peeves put to music Star Wars related.
Very good.
Let's dive right in. This is Star Wars Pet Peeves put to music, episode one.
This is it.
Almost there.
I have you now.
there, Mr. George Lucas. Just a few quick questions, sir. Have you spent that Disney money on delusions of grandeur? Why does Yoda sound like Grover? How come stormtroopers can't aim? Did Wedge Antilles get a complex from you giving him that name?
More to save you?
Yeah. Does it even matter who shot first? Was the second Death Star a taxpayer-funded wreck? How did Leia choke out Jabba when he doesn't have a neck? And regardless of box office sales, no matter what you think, you owe us an apology for that monster Jar Jar Binks.
I see your point, sir.
Jar Jar Binks.
That is excellent.
That was a long time ago.
That's really good.
That was a long time ago. And so then, again, for a succeeding Star Wars Day, I believe the very next year, and again, this must have been like 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that, episode 2 of Pet Peeves Put to Music, Star Wars style. Let's take a listen. There, Mr. George Lucas, just a few quick questions more. Are you glad Rogue One fixed plot holes you left in episode 4? Why do bad guys build big bases that are easily destroyed? How can all those tools fit inside one little astro droid?
More to save you?
Yeah, what's with Jedi abandoning the galaxy to become hermits? It's good to know this franchise is now in better hands. Couldn't Leia just have emailed someone all those Death Star plans? How did Rey learn Jedi mind tricks faster than you can blink? And don't think you'll get off easy. I still hate Jar Jar Binks.
You're a funny little boy.
Still hate Jar Jar Binks.
Your work here is finished, my friend.
All right, for what it's worth, which is probably not much, I have not heard those in years.
That's some fun here on the perfect morning, May the 4th. We've got a few factoids about Star Wars today. Originally, R2-D2 had dialogue with actual speaking parts. Many of C-3PO's reactions correspond to R2's original lines.
That would have just been odd, imagining him speaking instead of beeping. George Lucas, again, the creator of Star Wars, has said that his Alaskan Malamutes, Indiana, was the inspiration for the character Chewbacca.
Wow. There are an estimated 2,795,192 deaths in the original trilogy. The film with the greatest number of deaths is The Force Awakens.
I think Alderaan, probably, yeah, when an entire planet blows up. Han Solo was frozen in carbonite because of Harrison Ford. Although Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher had a contract for a third Star Wars film, Ford was not sure he would return for the third film of the franchise. The writers and George Lucas decided to freeze Han in case Ford decided or failed to return.
Wow.
So they didn't even know at that point if they were going to unfreeze him.
Interesting. Huh. Hey, Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billie Lord, made her film debut in The Force Awakens.
Interesting. A few Star Wars factoids here on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about this one? Princess Leia was almost played by Laverne and Shirley star Cindy Williams. Decades later, the actress praised Carrie Fisher as the only choice for the Rebel Princess.
Of course, Laverne and Shirley. Penny Marshall in that with Cindy Williams. Of course, Milwaukee was the city that was based in, like Happy Days. Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne auditioned to play Kylo Ren. According to an interview he gave, his audition was a complete disaster.
And that's why we got Adam Driver. Although they appear throughout the whole film, Return of the Jedi, the word Ewok is never spoken out loud. Huh. So we just had to find that out afterward.
Interesting. Yoda was almost a monkey.
That would have been a disaster.
Long before Yoda was created with the animatronics and puppetry, the plan was to hire a simian actor.
Huh. This is interesting from one of the more recent films. Carrie Fisher slapped Oscar Isaac a lot. Isaac revealed that the scene in which Leia demotes Poe was a difficult one to get right, leading to the late actress Carrie Fisher slapping him more than 40 times trying to get it right.
And finally, because changes to the script came in so late, the sound editor on The Rise of Skywalker had to travel to the home of Adam Driver, who played villain Kylo Ren, to record him delivering a few new and necessary lines in a suit closet.
Huh. Fun and factoids from Star Wars on this Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.